Good morning. We're three in Chiyadim, Klal Dalad, Simon Vav, and we're talking about Zemirus. We mentioned the Gemara Sanhedrin, which mentioned there's an Isser to read Psukim, and not in the in the proper context. So let's just see the language over here of the Gemara and of Rashi to understand what exactly is this Isser. Tanrabanan. The Gemara says two points over here. One is pasuk shel shir hashirim, voice of sukkim in zemer. A person reads a pasuk of shir hashirim specifically because shir hashirim seems to be not about kedusha. The person uses it in the non-kedusha context. So that's one example. Or vakarei pasuk beis mishtos. A person reads any pasuk in the beis mishtos, in the place where you're having a meal. Below zmano, not in the proper time. Maybe ro lo olam. he brings raw to the world. The Torah wraps itself in sackcloth, comes to Kadosh Baruch Hu and complains, Ribbono shel Olam, asuni banaya kikinur shemenagnim bo leitzim. I've become a musical instrument that people use for fun. Amar lo. And the Bereshit says to the Torah, Biti, my daughter, B'shoa sha'oklo m'shoesim b'me yisasku. When people are eating and drinking, they like having, what should they do instead? They like having some type of a form of distraction, something to do with while they're eating and drinking. Amal l'fana ribena shalalam. So the Torah says back, Im bali mikra hein yasku b'tara u'b'nevi'im. If they know Tanakh, you should learn Tanakh. Ubiksuvim, in Bali Mishnah Hein Yaskub Mishnah, Balachas of a Goddess, in Bali Tamud Hein Yaskub Allah, Hichos Pesach Bapesach, Hichos Atzeres Batzeres, Hichos Chag Bechag. So, there's a Torah they can learn during the meal. Then where it says, Hoyed Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar, Rabbi Shimon ben Chananya, Kol HaKari Pasuk Bizmanoi, maybe Tevel Olam, however, a person uses the Psukim at the right time, brings Torah to the world, brings goodness to the world. So this Rashi says that below Zmanoi, that a person does it, they're having a getting together to drink. He's doing his schoik, his entertainment with divrei Torah. Kar psukim b'kol rama, sachik b'nei mishta, and they're using psukim for fun. What does it mean? Al Mishnah Kagan Shu Yomtiv, Benotal Kos Beyond the Remor Love Dibre Hagoda Upsukim, Minyano Shoyom, maybe a terrible oilam, but if a person uses it to for Psukim, something which is relevant, appropriate for that time, that's a good thing. That's a purpose of using Psukim. There's a tshuva from Rav Nosson Gestetner, Sefer L'Horos Nosson Chelik Dalad, or Simon Mem Hei. So Magen Rambam quotes this point. So he says that he wants to clarify what is he saying, what are the Piyutim Echerim which the Magen Rambam says are inappropriate. And we sing Psukim, we sing parts of Tefillah. So how do we understand that? So he says the following, Avakash Mezamer Psukim B'derech Tefillah, if a person uses the psukim as a form of davening, or to give praise to Kadosh Baruch Hu, or to use it as a way to be inspired to Yiras Hashem, having begun a karav pasuk bezmanoi, maybe tovel olam. That's what the Gemara means when it says using the pasuk at the right time. This pasuk by you helps me be misurer. This pasuk helps me praise Hashem. This pasuk helps me daven to Hashem. This song is used in a way to further my closer to Kadosh Baruch Hu. That's the proper time. That's the right time to do such a thing. So that's not going to be a problem of shlo bizmanoi, but that's called bizmanoi, which is maybe a tovel olam. Okay, now he says that what the Magen Rambam says that the piyutim acherim are usur. It's only appropriate those which are niskan for the purpose of shevach to that day. So it sounds like anything else other than Zemiris, which are about Shabbos, would be problematic. So he explains that they used to, people were composers in Hebrew of poetry, and they used to use psukim as not for the purpose of the message of the pasuk, but it was for the beauty of the language, for the rhyming, for to catch a nice phrase, etc. That's inappropriate. Using Torah for that purpose is inappropriate. That's what the Magen Avraham is referring to. But a person is using this to be ma'ar kavanas halev, that the Shem Shemayim, that's not inappropriate at all. So a person shings Shabbos Miras, even if it's not the actual Shabbos Miras, but it's other psukim, etc., that would not be inappropriate. The last thing I want to talk about, Bes Hashem, in the next year, is the issue of saying the Shem Hashem while saying the Zmiris, but then interrupting in the middle of a phrase. Is that a problem or not? Bes Hashem. We will clarify that in the next year. Meanwhile, have a good day.